This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The flood-ravaged Punjab is inching towards normalcy after losing 46 lives and experiencing vast damage to land, property and livestock. Although the exact magnitude of damage can only be assessed after water recedes, Punjab government has pegged the estimated losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. Little sunshine in between light to moderate rain is coming as a ray of hope for those affected and still struggling to come to terms. About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. A report.
Little sunshine in between light to moderate rain is coming as a ray of hope for those affected and still struggling to come to terms. About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. Meanwhile, overflowing of Markanda and Tangri rivers in Haryana are giving jitters to Patiala and surrounding areas which are facing floods. Local administrations along with relief and rescue teams of Indian Army, NDRF, BSF and volunteers are working round the clock to diminish the impact of water. State government has ordered to open all educational institutions on September 9th after proper checking of the buildings by staff tomorrow. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In the past 24 hours, the pace of the monsoon has slowed down in Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rainfall continuing. During this period, Manali in Kullu district recorded the highest rainfall of 24 mm. An interministerial team from the central government will arrive in Uttarakhand tomorrow to assess the damage caused by heavy rains and landslides during the monsoon season. The team will visit disaster-hit areas to review the ground situation. A meeting will also be held with the state administration where officials will brief the central team on the impact. The post-disaster needs assessment PDNA process will soon be initiated to evaluate the extent of losses. Secretary of Disaster Management and Rehabilitation Vinod Kumar Suman said the state has recorded higher rainfall this year compared to previous year, resulting in more widespread damage.
और मंडे से टीम अपना काम शुरू कर देगी फिर जाके जो हम लोगों ने क्लेम किया है कि ये नुकसान हमारा हुआ है पूरी सूची हमारी बन रही है तो उसको देखेगी और देखने के बाद फिर जो है अपनी रिपोर्ट देगी इसके बाद फिर एक टीम अलग से आती है पोस्ट डिजास्टर नीड असेसमेंट के लिए वो टीम आएगी फिर वो टीम एक एक योजनाओं पर देखेगी पूरा कि जो हमने कहा है कि ये नुकसान हुआ है इतना रुपया लगेगा इसको ठीक करने में तो टीम उसको वेरीफाई करेगी वैज्ञानिक तरीके से फिर अपनी रिपोर्ट देगी उसके बाद फिर भारत सरकार हमको पैसे देने की कार्रवाई करेगी
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Rajasthan till tomorrow. According to the IMD, isolated places of Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttarakhand are expected to witness heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are also likely to prevail over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahi, Lakshadweep, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. On this Independence Day, at the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization with a focus on common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for medical devices and equipments. In Thailand, Mr. Anutin Chanvirkul has taken office as the new Prime Minister of the country today. Mr. Anutin succeeds Ms. Petatong Shinawatra, who was dismissed through a court order last week. Anutin is a veteran politician and business tycoon, previously serving as Deputy Prime Minister, Interior Minister and Health Minister. He is best known for successfully lobbying to decriminalize cannabis in Thailand. Anutin becomes Thailand's third Prime Minister in 2 years. In Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India will play against South Korea in the summit clash at Rajgir in Bihar. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. After remaining undefeated so far, Indian team is a strong contender for the title this year, vying for a fourth Asia Cup title and a second on home soil. And that is the end of this news bulletin.